Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today, on July 25th, 2022, on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're back.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hello, New York.
Yeah.
Good morning. What does he say?
Good morning, Vietnam.
Vietnam. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Robin Williams. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
We're back. It has been a hot summer of a minute.
Yeah.
I believe
it's been 6 months.
Has it actually been 6 months?
I don't know. So March, April, May, June, July. Well,
it's close. It's nearing might as well 6 months.
Yeah.
We have been on a bit of a sabbatical,
yeah,
an unplanned sabbatical, but a necessary one at that. If you missed us, we missed you too, and this was not intended, but
yeah,
basically at the same time as Amos started taking off, Drew got busy, I got another job, and it just kind of all worked out to where here we are now.
Fell out of the habit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we can get to what you've been reading, you know, later. For mine, it'll be painfully short. But I'm going to say, Alex, what you been up to, yo?
I've been up to a whole bunch of things. So, like I said, I got another job. That is the main thing that is like, been like, whoa, before I had way more flexibility with what I was doing. And this one, while still quite flexible, it took some adjustment period as far as like us figuring out a time that we could actually make this work. So we've also decided a few other things. Moving forward, we are not going to do the video aspect of this until we feel that it'll be a little more beneficial to our listeners. The overwhelming majority of our listens or views are just through the audio, like traditional podcasting. So it was getting to this point where we would take 45 minutes to set up all these camera angles with all these nice cameras and run audio interfaces and video interfaces through a plethora of MacBooks and iPads with just all this different stuff. And then we'd record it, and then we'd transfer all this footage, which takes times, and then color grade and sync it in post and edit, and export times were insane. Like, some of those export times were literally push export and then go to bed and hope it was done by the next morning.
Can confirm.
All of that work, and then, like, two of you would watch the video. So we get it. Message heard for now.
Yeah.
We are not ruling out future video podcasts because there is a really cool element of like actually being able to put the comic panels up there so you can see the art of this very art-driven medium. But until we get a little bit more interest in that and a little bit of a bigger following, we just get way more clicks on the audio than we do on the YouTube channel. So,
And the benefit of that is there's not a big deal if we just need to go remote for an episode.
Sure.
You know? So Alex will have a recording set up at his house for audio. I'll have one at mine. And it'll be easy just to jump on and be like, hey, let's talk for 45 minutes as opposed to a 45-minute drive either way.
Right.
And then all this stuff. So hopefully we'll get back to semi-regular or just plain old regular scheduling.
For this. It should be much easier. Even today, like halfway trying to remember how to podcast, it was still quicker than setting up everything.
I almost forgot to bring my computer because I forgot that I needed a computer to record a podcast.
Yeah.
So that's how long it's been.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Drew, what have you been up to?
Well, let's go chronologically. We finished our last episode back in March or in February. In March, I got the crazy idea to try to compose 31 pieces of music in 31 days.
It was crazy.
Of which I succeeded. And I posted a YouTube video every day in March. Yeah. So I'll put a link to my YouTube channel in the description if you want to go check that out. I wrote music ranging from, you know, electronic backing track music to a superhero theme. Day 3, check that one out. Yeah. Or was it an anti-hero? Captain Capitalism, which is what I call Alex whenever he encourages me to buy things.
I accept.
I also wrote some percussion music and some all kinds of fun stuff. So anyway, check that out. I'm trying to get a little bit more regular with my YouTube videos. Also, there's going to be a behind the scenes of today, what happened today with us setting this up. So go check that link in the description. I also got a new job that I haven't started yet.
Tell us more.
I'm going to be teaching composition at the Northwest Arkansas Community College, music composition. So, yeah, I don't know what to expect for that. At this point, I'm going to have a class of four or five, maybe more students, just try to coach them to help them to discover their composing voice.
That's super cool.
One
of your assignments, sidebar, should be to have them compose their own superhero theme.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, you should do that. And then if whoever wins, whoever the best one gets to come on the podcast.
Yeah, hey, I like it.
Yeah.
Also, Alex and I both have recently rekindled an old love for Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
We've been playing a game of that. It's a lot of fun. I'm the Dungeon Master for that. And Alex plays the cousin of a character he played in a session I used to play.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been fun. So basically my life is TV now, YouTube, getting ready to be a teacher again, sort of. It's like 2 days a week for
still,
like an hour and a half.
Still teaching.
And Dungeons & Dragons and watching too much TV.
Yes, I have a similar life. So all that to say is we truly missed all of you. We missed doing the podcast. It was funny. It became a running joke with Drew and I. Every week we'd see each other or talk at least and go, hey, you remember when we used to have a podcast?
Yeah.
And it just kind of, we kept making that joke until we're like, oh no, actually, do you remember that? We should get back to that because we've done a lot. We've put a lot of hours into this show and we're not done. We got plenty more to say about comics and we got plenty more comics to read and hopefully that will never run out. So, yeah.
Before we get to the episode proper, I want to call an audible here and mention a few things that we can just talk about like a blurb.
Yeah.
And if people would like to hear more about us, reach out to us. But we've had a handful of movies that have come out recently.
Yes.
So
and TV shows.
We've watched, what have we seen? I think.
We did No Way Home, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
that's right. Because that led into Spider Month and then.
Yes.
Black History Month. So after that, we had Multiverse of Madness.
Correct.
And Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yes. I think those are the only three
that have come out. We had some Star Wars stuff.
Sure.
But let's just think comic books right now. So yeah.
Do a quick Doctor Strange. First off, yay or nay?
Middle.
We were divisive on this
one. Yeah, we were.
Normally not.
I didn't care for it as much as I thought I would. I think I built it up too much in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I liked it more than I think anybody I know that has seen it so far. Yeah. That doesn't mean that I think it's perfect. It's certainly not.
I will say,
campy dialogue.
Yeah,
that doesn't quite hit as hard as they wanted it to.
Some of the stuff that I didn't care for the first time around was I appreciated more on the second watch because there were all it took were a few things in lyrics of the script that I missed the first time around that made me feel a little bit better.
Give you a little more context.
Yeah.
Loved America Chavez.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Loved that we finally got to see Doctor Strange do some magic beyond teleportation circles and lifting things. It was almost like telekinesis, but got to see some real magic. Loved the interesting Wanda, you know, struggling with all of her traumas and what that means. And is she truly a bad guy? Lots of good stuff. This was one of the divisive things. I really enjoyed the music and Drew was kind of lukewarm on it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even realize Danny Elfman had composed it.
Yeah.
But to me, it wasn't even that. It was like, I felt like there were four or five different instrumentations of the score that were duking it out. And none of them had enough screen time for me to feel like it really made sense. But I don't know. Maybe if the more I go back to it, the more I'll appreciate it. I did like it more the second time. Maybe if I watch it the third time, I'd like it even more.
And to close off, we can't not mention the Illuminati and the incredible guest appearance. Well, we don't know yet, but John Krasinski as Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four was in this universe's Illuminati. And I mean, if you've listened to the podcast for any sort of length, you know that that's been like a fan casting, not only for myself, but like many MCU fans. And the fact that they were like, you know what, let's give them this one. I don't know if it's going to stick.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's not going to. I don't know. We'll see. I hope it does. It's big shoes to fill for whoever plays Reed Richards if it's not John Krasinski afterwards.
Yeah.
But it very well could be just they're like, you know what, let's, in this universe it's John Krasinski, in another universe it's somebody else because they can do that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I would say we could go in, but we're kind of on a tight schedule today.
Yep.
So we can talk more about the Illuminati later, mm-hmm. if you'd like, but I think otherwise we're going to end up talking about it for a long time. I think it's important to say shortly after I watched Multiverse of Madness, I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once preferred it 100% in every way.
Yeah.
So I know it's not a superhero movie, but if you haven't seen
a multiverse movie, though.
Yeah. If you want to see a multiverse movie and you could only see one, I think without a shadow of a doubt, mine would be Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. We will give our little bit of a spicy warning. Bit of a spicy warning for those that
You might not expect.
Yes. It's pretty wild. I do think, though, that it's probably my favorite film I've ever seen. It was truly incredible. I went back and saw it the very next day with Drew after I saw it the first time. So, it's incredible. If you like superhero movies, I imagine you would like this one.
All right. Then we moved on to Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
Which I loved.
And I was kind of lukewarm on this, even though I still liked it.
Well, we were texting afterwards. I think what I loved about it was the packaging. It was like, I'm bad at keeping up with like directors and everything like that, but whoever had the vision for how this show was going to be laid out,
sure,
knocked it out of the park. Like with all the extra stuff happening around.
Yeah. The animations in the real world.
The weak point was the plot.
The plot was garbage, man.
Yeah.
It just did not stick. Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan. Amazing. Incredible. Yes. A++. And she's so charming, so lovely.
She used to cosplay as Miss Marvel as a kid.
I know. She's perfect. Yeah. So can't wait to see more of her. She was great. Loved all. I mean, everybody also knows how big of a stickler for representation in film and media I am. So loved every aspect of that. Loved getting put into the world that I'm unfamiliar with and just getting to see the ins and outs of that. Super cool. They've made, if you didn't know, some very interesting choices with the character to change from the source material. So I'm waiting to see if that pays off in a way that I'm like, okay, I'm glad they did this. But as of right now, Kamala does not have the same embiggening powers, though she does say embiggen finally in the last episode. Yeah. Also, major spoilers for all this stuff if you haven't seen it yet.
After the fact.
Yeah, after the fact. And she's not an inhuman. They're making her a mutant.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me wonders, are they really? Or did they use the word mutation just to make people go there?
I don't know.
Because just because you have a mutation, I guess by definition, you are a mutant. But aren't you a mutant in the sense of Marvel? I don't know.
I mean, they played the tune right afterwards.
Yeah, like I didn't even catch that.
Really?
Somehow. I didn't catch it in Multiverse of Madness either. I'm the music guy.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Bruno looks at Kamala and he says, you have like a mutation. And you hear, na 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 na.
So somehow.
And it's like, okay. They're making her a mutant.
I'm deaf to that.
And it is confirmed. There have been some of the creators of the show afterwards have said, this is a direction we're moving. It's going to make sense. Okay. And
originally, retract my previous statement.
Apparently, she was intended to be a mutant upon creation, but they didn't.
Because of the whole Fox
speculation, but the whole Fox thing of Fox owned the mutants. They didn't want to give another very popular character to the mutants that they couldn't put in there, and they had the rights to Inhumans, so they made her an Inhuman. I don't know. Somebody on the Fat Man Beyond podcast, I think maybe I listened to it. I think that's where it was. Mark Bernardin was like making the argument, sure, she can be a mutant, but she's going to be suddenly way down the list of important mutants versus if she's an Inhuman. She's like tier one, you know, but now she's fighting for spots with Wolverine and Professor X and Storm and Magneto and all these other like just more historic, iconic characters that, you know, she didn't have the ability to quite compete with. I don't think so as far as like just legacy. Mm-hmm. Now she will. And I love her so much. She's one of my favorite characters. I don't know. Maybe that's why I was a little lukewarm. I love the character and the source material so much that they deviated from it enough to where I'm like, dang, this isn't bad, but I
kept questioning why.
I hope they stick the landing. The last thing I'll say on this before we move on is that there's such a rich story being told about what it means to be a person of color in a minority and be a superhero and fight looking like yourself when you have the power to change and look like somebody else. That's like one of the larger thematic motifs that moves throughout the source material, is that Kamala transforms to look like Carol Danvers when she's saving somebody, and she's using energy and resources towards that when she could just be herself and be more powerful. Really cool question to ask, and they just don't really touch on that in the show. Yeah. So we'll see. She's confirmed for the Marvels with Carol Danvers, so maybe they play on that, pulling that string a little bit as we move that way.
And just before we move on, I don't know. There's been a lot of speculations, like at the spoiler for the very final scene. Did she change her appearance, like shape shifting to look like Carol Danvers, or was there like a teleportation thing and they changed places? I still lean towards the changing places, the way that Carol looked around.
She looked like she wasn't familiar with where she was. Yeah,
so that's what I'm thinking. So maybe she still doesn't have shape-shifting powers. I guess we'll find out.
We'll figure it out. We also didn't really touch much on our healing factor, did we?
No.
I don't think we saw that in the show.
No.
Thor: Love and Thunder, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I think a lot of people are lukewarm about that one. I just enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed seeing Natalie Portman wield the thing. Here's a big spoiler. I didn't expect it to end the way it did. I'm not going to say. Like, I thought we were going to get more of her.
Yeah.
For the future.
Yeah, are we doing no spoilers for this one?
Well, I already said spoiler. Well, here comes a spoiler.
You just said you didn't expect it to end. You thought you'd get more. But.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, this one, maybe this one's...
you can click off now or fast forward 3 minutes and we'll be done with Thor talk. But spoilers to follow, Natalie Portman dies at the end of this film as the Mighty Thor. Mm-hmm. They did lean into the comic book stuff there, the source material, that she has cancer. When she holds the hammer, it heals her, but whenever she drops it again, it regresses her back, and then she also loses any progress that the chemotherapy had given her, so it's actually killing her. Mm-hmm. So it was great. I think it held up pretty well. There was a very high bar for it to clear, knowing that it was coming on the back of Ragnarok and Taika Waititi doing another version of the film, so I think I liked it more, honestly. Is not the common theme, I think.
I haven't seen Ragnarok in a long time, so I can't really compare the two. But I just enjoyed it. Like, it was one of those where I walked away, I was like, I liked it. There was a lot to like about it. I mean, I could have used more of the God Butcher. I felt like it was interesting.
He was extremely strong.
He was good.
Great MCU villain. One of the greats.
Not enough God Butchering.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Agreed.
It's also you're working against time. Like if every superhero movie was a Zack Snyder 4-hour slog fest, I don't mean that in the bad term, then maybe we would have gotten more. But you know, it's tough to justify going beyond 3 hours for a film,
right?
And you got to cut things. And there was so much. I've heard a lot of people say it was hard to determine, or like they felt like there were too many jokes for the sake of it. But I don't know. I was okay with it. Like, I don't mind it's funny to think God Butcher and follow it by saying it, an enjoyable, carefree movie.
Right. It's definitely a comedy
in
the MCU film if you're to like break them into subgenres.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. I mean, just like Guardians and Ragnarok.
The Screaming Goats.
Yeah, they leaned into that. I think some people, depending on how much you can tolerate like a joke becoming less and less funny each time you say it, like they definitely stretch that. But I still think at the last time I hear it, I couldn't help but grin a little bit. Like, God, those freaking goats.
But I enjoyed it. It's actually the first Marvel movie in quite a while that I haven't seen twice. Mm-hmm. But it was just timing and stuff. But I thought it was good. It's one that I will, I'm going to be optimistic. When we get back on the horse of Alex and Drew rank the MCU, it's one that I'm definitely going to be looking forward to getting back to.
Yeah, we'll get back on that horse again soon. Well, I think that pulls us where to what we actually wanted to talk about.
There is one question that we haven't asked each other yet. I'm telling you, mine's going to be short. So do you want to ask first?
Drew, what you been reading, yo?
I can answer it with two titles. I recently rereading Stephen King's Dark Tower series. Not comic books, though there are comic book adaptations of it. I'm currently on the fifth book or the sixth book, depending on where you put Wind Through the Keyhole. And I'm loving every second of it.
Nice.
I'm a slow reader. It's taking me forever. And the only comic books I've cracked open, because I'm a bad, bad boy,
you terrible soul,
is Doom Patrol. I've been continuing my saga, my journey through... Actually, I haven't read Saga.
Is it Grant Morrison?
Yeah,
still?
Been continuing my journey with Grant Morrison's Doom Patrol, and I love that so much. Definitely something I want to cover. I just need to find the right miniseries for us to cover on the show. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. Alex, what you been reading?
6 months and no comic books.
Well, it's because Dark Tower is, I said, I'm a really slow reader, and I read that every night, and it's probably going to take me another 4 or 5 months to finish the series.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've read a smattering of things, though definitely my reading has also dropped off some, but not quite to the extent of Drew's. I read the first, 5 to 6 issues of Jonathan Hickman's Avengers and New Avengers to get some like Secret Wars information after they mentioned incursions at the end of Doctor Strange, just to kind of see if that was a string they're going to pull on anymore. Still holds up. Such a great
called
event.
It.
So good. I've read The Champions, the most recent run of The Champions.
Does that have Kamala?
It does have Kamala Khan. That's why I read it. So I wanted, like, I'd already reread a lot of Ms. Marvel stuff, which I've also read in that time. But The Champions is like post-Civil War II. Heroes are kind of not looking the greatest towards the public, and they need a new group to champion on heroes coming back. And what better than to take the teens, the youth of the superhero community. So you get Kamala Khan, you get young Cyclops, Miles Morales, Viv, Vision, Sam Alexander, Nova. Who else?
Did we see Sam Alexander on recently? Was that something, or am I making that up? Maybe it was
maybe a comic book. He has not been in the MCU yet. Okay. There's one more hero that I'm drawing a blank on. I can't remember. Oh, it's a Hulk, but it's Amadeus Cho Hulk. So yeah. Super good, really fun, and they're like going around and like they're being a voice of reason right after the Civil War, where everybody was at each other's throats. So that one's really good. I just started reading Devil's Reign, which is
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil book that is spinning off into an event. So it's actually crossing several things, but Wilson Fisk, Kingpin, is the mayor of New York. And it's Civil War-esque, like in that he has basically made it against the law for superhero powered people to use their powers for anything that might interfere with the ongoings of anything in New York, which is where the Avengers are and a lot of heroes. So super interesting. He's also especially irked at Daredevil because he knows, and I haven't read the stuff before this, but he knows that recently he knew the identity of Daredevil and now he doesn't. And he's aware. So he knows somebody's tinkered with his head and he thinks it's Daredevil. So this whole thing starts off with him confronting Daredevil saying, "Tell me who you are."
Possible spoiler to this. Is this Daredevil male or female?
This one is male.
Okay. Because the last Daredevil comic there are currently that I bought two. Was Elektra.
There are two Daredevil running right now. Cool. So Elektra and Matt Murdock are both Daredevil. She's in this. It's super cool. It's really good. I'm like 5 or 6 issues into that. That's the main thing that I've been reading lately is the Devil's Reign run. Super awesome. Cool.
Well, it's about the time. Maybe we take a quick break.
Yep.
And when we get back, I have purposely avoided all the news from the San Diego Comic-Con, and Alex is about to blow my mind live on the podcast.
About to blow your mind,
so
baby.
So we'll be right back.
We'll be back. And we're back. I'm going to drop some news bombs on Drew.
I can't wait.
San Diego Comic-Con of 2022. Probably the biggest con that's happened since the pandemic. So
and lots
of hype, lots of announcements.
Before you say anything, obviously the biggest news is the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited to that.
Good. The trailer looks well done. There were a handful of things that overshadowed that.
Yeah. I mean, I know this is Marvel, but I've got questions.
Yeah, let's answer non-Marvel first.
DC, do you know, like, did I see that there's another Shazam movie?
There is a new Shazam movie, Fury of the Gods, looks like a lot of fun.
And then Black Adam.
And then Black Adam got another trailer, which I have not actually seen yet. The original one looks great, though. I haven't heard any announcements. Yeah. There was rumors that Henry Cavill was going to show up, and he did not.
Okay.
So we still don't know.
Were there any other DC announcements other than those two?
I don't think so. Maybe some animated stuff.
Okay. Yeah, there was like a Green Lantern movie, animated movie. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a screen grab.
Yeah, and then but as far as film, I don't think they had anything. They might be saving it for their own event. I'm not sure.
Okay,
so everybody thought that the Marvel Comic-Con Hall H panel was going to be a little lukewarm because D23 exists, right? So they save all their massive announcements for when they're going to say, hey, shareholders, give us more money. We're making these things that are going to make us all the money. So we expected, like, the next film that's going to come out is Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we expected a little teasers of that, maybe some She-Hulk stuff, and then not much more. They gave us way more, which makes us wonder, what in the heck are they going to show us at D23? Because if this was what they showed to their non-shareholders, you know, what are the big guns they're bringing out? So I'm going to start with Kevin Feige comes out and he announces that Phase 4, where we're currently in, ends with the next film, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, okay.
So this will be our first phase that has not ended with an Avengers film. And he touched on this. He says, we have so many properties now and so many stories we're going to tell. We're shifting away to every phase ending with an Avengers. We're playing even longer ball with some of this. He then proceeds to tell us everything that's going to be in Phase 5 and then the first and the last two films that are going to be in Phase 6.
Okay.
So massive announcements. I'm going to walk through most of this. So we did get the title of this saga officially. Like they wrote it in. We are now officially in the multiverse saga.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you. They have the little art for it now. This is like officially making the rounds.
Okay.
So the multiverse saga is what we are in, and it is going to end after Phase 6. We are a show and a movie away, She-Hulk and Wakanda Forever, from being done with Phase 4. So we got another trailer for She-Hulk Attorney at Law.
Okay.
We're not going to watch this one. I might make Drew watch the Wakanda Forever trailer that we got.
Okay.
Those are the two big trailers that we got. The big Easter egg-y thing that was at the end of the She-Hulk trailer is, well, lots of cool stuff with Bruce Banner and like montage of him training her. But at the end, she's walking out and this yellow and red dressed figure does a flip over her and lands and stands up and is holding two little wooden rod things. And it's Daredevil in his classic.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Like Matt Murdock
Daredevil? Matt Murdock Daredevil is in She-Hulk. So we're going to get some another attorney.
As soon as you said red and yellow, I was like, that's old school Daredevil. Surely not.
Daredevil, yeah. So he's showing up in there. So I'm super excited about that.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. let's see. What else is on here?
Basically, I really loved Charlie Cox as Daredevil. So any chance I get to see him reprise the role.
Wait until you hear what we're about to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So the next thing they announced and actually showed a trailer for exclusive to Comic-Con. So I have not seen this.
Oh, okay.
They showed a teaser trailer for the Secret Invasion show that's coming out with Nick Fury. Ben Mendelsohn is reprising his role as Talos. And then Colby Smulders as Maria Hill. The thing I was watching is it was live updating. They were like typing out some of the text, and it was essentially like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it says, but I can't. Basically, like, it looks like a disheveled Nick Fury up in space, and they're like asking, like, when are we going to send you back? Like, it's been a long time since you've actually been there. So now it raises the question of like, who even was Nick Fury at the end of Endgame standing at Tony Stark's funeral? Was it a Skrull? We don't know. But there's going to be like a lot of this. They're doing the secret invasion thing where like Skrulls have infiltrated Earth and some of them are bad actors being like pretending to be superheroes. So what I like is that this is more comic book accurate in that it's not just the Skrulls are just like this marginalized, impoverished people who need help. Like maybe they're going to lean into some of them are good, but there's a lot of them that are bad and they're villains. So super excited for that. That Secret Invasion is coming to Disney Plus in spring of 2023.
Oh, neat.
Then they did
So that's a show?
Correct, yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Then they did some talk for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, and I forget her name. It's the actress that's going to play Cassie Lang, his daughter.
Okay.
All came out onto the stage and just kind of did very generalization, just talking about the characters and where they're at, and apparently Ant-Man is going to be like really hamming up the fact that he helped save the world. Okay. And, you know, he's got a podcast, as we know now from Miss Marvel. So I'm sure
10 out of 10 would listen.
Sure, we're going to see some of that. And then they did a little teaser of some of that, but they didn't reveal any of that as well. It's Comic-Con exclusive, so I have no idea what was in that one. And then Jonathan Majors walked out onto the stage for his Kang the Conqueror stuff. So they're like for sure confirming he is going to be a massive role. And he said himself, this is not the same
Okay.
He Who Remains. This is a different variant, and we're going to see some conquering, is all he said. So nice. Super excited to see that. Then a massive amount of the cast for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 came out, including James Gunn, Chris Pratt. Drax wasn't there. Dave Bautista was not there. Palm Clementife, I think is how you say her name, plays Mantis. Nebula's actress, what's her name?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
She was there. A handful of other people, and they showed a trailer of that they also did not reveal to the public. So again, there were a lot of exclusives. Okay. The only ones that we got to see were She-Hulk and Wakanda Forever, because they're the next two coming out. So apparently afterwards, it was like very emotional for everybody. And we do know some of the story plot. This is going to focus a lot on the background of Rocket Raccoon and how he became to be who he was, and a bit of a tortured soul. And they also had the guy playing Adam Warlock. What's his name?
I don't remember.
I was just thinking, hold on, I'm going to look this up. This is important. Opening a tab. Adam Warlock, MCU. What's his name? What's his name? Where are you? Will Poulter. Do you know who that is?
No.
Have you seen We're the Millers?
Nope. Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. I know who it is. Yeah, okay. Got it.
Yeah, Will Poulter was out there as well, and apparently... The High Evolutionary is also supposed to be in this one, and that's supposed to be linked to...
Have we seen that on screen yet, or am I just thinking of a comic book?
I don't think so. But that's supposed to be tied to Rocket's origin story. So we're apparently going to get a lot of like the origins of Rocket. I'm very curious to see what happens, because this is the last Guardians film. That doesn't mean all the... They specifically said that doesn't mean all the characters are done being in the MCU, but this is the last Guardians film.
Yeah, so, I saw some weird YouTube thing with like somebody crying, and I was just like, what does this mean? Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Let's go to my other list. Where are you? Hold on. I had this pulled up. It goes there. Stop it. I didn't click on you.
Fascinating radio.
Everything is falling apart right now on the screen. Guardians. Okay, then we got the official trailer for Wakanda Forever, and a bunch of the cast came out. I'm going to make Drew watch this and live react.
Okay.
Because if you haven't seen this yet, this is a heavy trailer. Okay. So be prepared. Let me pull this up.
So we're if the mic happens to catch anything, that's fine. I'll tell you when I hit play, so that if you want to, you can try to watch along with me. All right, I'm hitting play in 3, 2, 1, play. Bob Marley.
Let everybody know that I'm watching for reactions on Drew's face.
So solemn. I already have goosebumps. Oh, I wonder. Somebody had just had a baby. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So we've got Atlantis is a thing, probably. So are we going to get Namor?
Namor.
Namor's a guy on YouTube. What is that? Oh, that's him, isn't it?
Yeah. Goosebumps. Mm.
quite a lore addition. Well, somebody's a Panther. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's okay. Interesting. So
it's heavy, right?
Namor is around. They didn't go into exactly how T'Challa would have died.
Stop it.
It's interesting. So, but we knew a long time ago that they weren't going to recast, right?
Right. Yeah. So we don't know who it is. I feel like it has to be Shuri. That's straight up comic books. It's also very well known at this point that Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri, got COVID in the middle of filming, and basically filming stopped while waiting for her. Normally, if they can just keep going, but if a main character gets, signs point to yes. Okay. But who knows? Maybe it could be Okoye or Lupita Nyong'o's character. I can't remember. Maybe Winston Duke's character. Yeah. Who knows? But
interesting.
Looks super, super heavy. Looks very cinematic and beautiful. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that we're getting Namor. I'm very curious how they're going to handle Chadwick Boseman not being with us.
Me too.
I don't know what is better in your mind. Killing him off screen feels cheap to me, but also killing him on screen feels like somehow too soon also.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is.
I bet it's off screen.
Yeah.
I bet when we start, it's like
him die in suit so they don't have to like CGI his face. And then but then off screen, the last time we saw him was when he was doing great. And then suddenly he's not. It also sounds like maybe the war with the Atlanteans or who, I don't know. I'm very, very excited for this film though.
Yeah. When does it come out?
This comes out on November 11th.
Okay.
So it's the next film, not too long. Very, very, very excited for that film. Moving on, just so that we can stay within our time, we probably got another 15 minutes max. The Echo show got a release date for summer of 2023, and it is confirmed that Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox will be
Show. Cool.
Loki season 2 was confirmed for a date for summer 23.
Nice.
Blade was confirmed for November of 23.
Is that a show or a movie?
Movie.
Nice.
I don't know if you saw.
Did I ever
saw,
say on the podcast that Blade was the first rated R movie I ever saw in theaters? I was in like eighth grade.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't know if you saw in that trailer just now, Shuri kind of like locking up with somebody and then somebody working and hammering.
Yeah.
Do you know who that was?
No.
That was Riri Williams. She's making her debut.
It was a heart, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it wasn't a V.
She's Ironheart. So nice. She'll make her debut in Wakanda Forever, and then her show comes out in fall of 23.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to get her origins. They have a title and a release date for the Agatha show. It's going to be called Agatha Coven of Chaos.
Okay.
And it comes out in winter of 23.
Is this prequel or is it afterwards?
We don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
because last we saw, she had lost her memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see about that.
Yep. This one is the one that I know you're going to be excited about. They announced an 18-episode series of Daredevil Born Again.
18 episodes.
Coming out
That's
in
like
spring of 24, so we got a while.
Old school TV length.
Yeah, 18 episodes. Both Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio reprising their roles.
So what Matt was it Rock. Called again?
Daredevil Born Again.
Born Again, okay. Yeah,
they actually released
nice
some stuff. I'll let you flip through these. There's a couple thumbnails. We also have a title and a release date for the next Captain America film.
Okay.
All of these are still Phase 5, by the way. We haven't even hit Phase 6. Okay. Captain America New World Order is coming out on May 3rd of 2024.
Secret Empire, maybe?
Could be. Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
Yeah. So
Hydra.
New World Order, we could get some Hydra. It also has a pretty militant-looking logo. And this one is interesting that we actually got a date of May 3rd of 2024 instead of just a season.
May 3rd of 24. Okay.
Yep.
Remind me.
Mm-hmm.
The end of Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Had Sam Wilson officially taken over the mantle?
Correct, yes.
Okay, but we still had U.S. Agent that was...
Yes.
Was he still doing things for what's-her-face?
For Valentina.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Or had he kind of fallen out of favor too?
It's funny you should ask, because the very next thing I have to tell you is that Phase 5 is ending with a Thunderbolts film, which is heavily speculated to have John Walker.
Okay, okay. Okay.
And possibly Yelena Belova. Okay. And who else would it be? The leader of the Thunderbolts, the purple.
I don't know.
He was.
I
can't get in front of the mic and I can't remember any of my comic book knowledge anymore. Baron Zemo,
yeah, that's it.
Is rumored to be in it. I mean, we imagine that all these are dropping. So Thunderbolts comes out July 26th, so just like a month and a half after Captain America, and that ends Phase 5. We end with the Thunderbolts.
Okay.
Cool. And we also have a little
Are Thunderbolts supposed to be good or bad?
They're supposed to be bad.
Okay, okay. I was about to say. So it's not like Suicide Squad type thing.
I don't know. It's just
like bad dudes.
Yeah. It's just bad dudes, but also like, is Yelena bad?
Yeah, I know that's kind of anti-hero. That's what made me wonder:
is John Walker inherently bad?
Is he? I mean, yeah,
or just that, very troubled?
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see. I'm also the person that's like, stop making all the villains good because we're gonna run out of good villains.
Yeah.
Then that's everything. So I'm just gonna recap Phase 5 before I get into the bombs of Phase 6 that were announced. So we have Echo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not gonna start there. So Secret Invasion, Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians 3, these are all Phase 5, Echo, Loki Season 2, Blade, Ironheart, Agatha, Coven of Chaos, Daredevil Born Again, Captain America, New World Order, and then Thunderbolts.
Where are we still getting Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special?
Yes, that's... I think that's kind of being tied into Guardians. I think it's around the same time. What did that say up here for the date? Where are you? Oh, well, that's in May.
Okay.
Maybe that'll come out like right before.
Okay.
Actually, I think that's this year.
Okay, cool.
Moving on to the three more things they announced. They announced the first film that will open Phase 6 and the last two films.
Okay.
That we will get for Phase 6, which will complete the multiverse saga.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 6 opens up with a Fantastic Four.
Nice.
So we're going to find out.
We're
going to finally find out who that's going to be.
When?
Heavy speculation that we'll find out the cast of that at D23.
Okay. Do we have a projected date?
November 8th, 2024.
Wow.
So they actually have a hard date for it right now.
Okay.
Those dates have changed in the past sometimes.
November 4th.
Yes.
2024. Exactly.
That's what they did. That's on purpose.
They should have done April. April 4th, 2024.
Yeah, they should have.
Just move it up a couple months.
They got time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first of the last two films, we're going to end with these two films of Phase 6, which will end the multiverse saga, is Avengers, the Kang Dynasty.
Oh.
So we're getting a bunch of Kang stuff. And that happens on May 2nd of 2025. 25. So remember, this is Fantastic Four. A whole bunch of stuff's got to happen.
Yeah.
Then we get to Kang Dynasty. So we're in Phase 4, and we've already got Kang. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they're making Kang the Conqueror, the big bad, for all of Phase 4, all of Phase 5, and all of Phase 6. The very next film that comes out, at least right now, is Avengers Secret Wars. They're freaking doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So...
which is November 7th, 2025.
And then Phase 7 begins with one unified universe.
Yeah. They can finally, who knows? I mean,
or are they going to play a long game with Secret Wars? All of Phase 6 or Phase 7 could be a ton of Secret Wars things leading to Phase 8 finally being
we're all settled in. We have the monoverse. Monoverse, yeah. So, Kang the Conqueror or the Kang Dynasty is the first Avengers film of that phase or of the saga. We have,
yeah,
it seems like we're only going to have two Avengers films and they're going to be back to back right at the end.
Yeah.
Probably filmed concurrently looking at the dates. I mean, May 2nd and then November 7th. They're only months apart. So it's probably going to be the same as an Infinity War and Endgame kind of thing.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers are not involved with either of those projects. That is confirmed they're not.
Okay.
So we don't know who's going to do it, but we know it's not the Russo brothers. So big shoes to fill.
Wow.
Initial thoughts.
Yeah,
I just threw up everything on you.
It's pretty sweet.
Like
I don't know.
We were expecting like seriously, like oh, here's some Wakanda Forever footage or a teaser, and we got all these announcements and dates and then film.
I wonder if
phases and phase names
at D23 we'll get an X-Men thing.
There are rumors that the X-Men thing is going to be called the Mutants, and that they are trying to steer away from using the term X-Men to be more inclusive, I guess.
I don't know. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's confirmed. It's just a rumor that's going out, but there's a rumor that the first mutant film will be just called The Mutants. Seems like that would be a good one to announce at D23.
Yeah.
Though I wonder how they're going to do it. I mean, if they really are playing like a slow burn and they want to blow it all up with Secret Wars and then announce The Mutants.
Yeah.
And start over then. I don't know. But we have our first like in main universe mutant now with Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you would have asked me years ago to bet who's going to be the first mutant to
show up
in the MCU, it would not be the Inhuman.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm excited for all of that. I mean, to varying degrees. There were several things that I'm just not too familiar with.
Right. So Echo, it's maybe.
Like, yeah, Echo, Thunderbolts, stuff
like that. I'm very curious to see what they're going to do with Agatha Harkness. Like,
yeah, that too.
You know, she's a great actress. That's a character with some magic. I don't know. It seems like Wong is becoming more prominent. He's also got a pretty prominent spot in the new She-Hulk trailer. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like that guy is like the perfect person to just like put him in everything.
Yeah.
The Sorcerer Supreme. He's becoming a bigger name actor because of these films, but it's because of these films, right? And it seems like he likes playing the role. It's easy to just have him teleport in for a scene and teleport out, and then it just makes a more cohesive continuity for everything. So maybe they'll do some more magic-y stuff for Doctor Strange. I mean, there's still all these little strings to tug on that are still being dropped for us all. I mean, none of what we just talked about seemingly is going to reference Eternal stuff. He's like, what's going on with that gang right now during all of this? You know, there's just so many. The continuity people for the MCU have got their work cut out.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm curious what our listeners are excited about. We have a Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has dust on it.
Yeah.
But I'll make sure to put a link in the show notes. Jump on there and just break the silence of 6 months and let us know what
are you most excited about?
What are you most excited about? Including the movies that are, I guess, phase four that we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
All the way through phase six.
Yeah. I mean, we have three films of phase six announced already.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they did it, honestly. It's like, we didn't get the name for Infinity War and Endgame until we were like in the phase working on it already. Now they're like, oh, we know what phase five is and we know how we're ending phase six.
I wonder if they're just trying to get people like, look, we're giving them a long lead time. That's enough time for you to get a subscription to Marvel Unlimited and read the entire Secret Wars.
Oh, it's so good. It's worth it. It's a little bit of a adventure that you'll put yourself on. But
Colby, have you finished it yet? Dude. You told me a lot not too long ago that you had started reading Secret Wars. I'm curious.
Finish it.
Have you finished it yet?
Yeah, let us know. Any other closing thoughts? Basically, there's some animated stuff. Spider-Man, some Freshman Academy is an animated Spider-Man show that's coming out.
Okay.
Charlie Cox is voicing Daredevil in that show.
Cool.
Tom Holland is not voicing Spider-Man. They couldn't get him for some conflict. X-Men 97 is coming back with the same voice cast for almost everybody.
Oh, wow.
Very similar animated style. Then there's a 6-episode I Am Groot miniseries that's coming out. It looked pretty cute, too. Lots of good stuff coming out. It's a good time to be a Marvel fan. Good time to be a nerd in general.
Well, I think we got to wrap it for two reasons. We're about to hit our time budget, and also my bladder is about to burst.
Ooh, bursting bladders.
Alex, where can they find you?
You can find me on all of the interwebs at Alex Wayne Millard. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Bruce Wayne.
It's been 6 months since I heard that.
Wow. What about you?
You can find ways to contact me at DrewMorrisMusic.com. And remember, I mentioned I've got a bunch of YouTube stuff with my music. Check that out. My link will be down in the description. And you can find us, let's see if I remember this, at Two Man Comic Book on Twitter, Two Man Comic Book Club elsewhere. You can find something at twomancomicbookclub.blogspot.com. Leave us a voicemail at 662-MAN-FAN-8. We've got a Discord. Would love you to jump on the Discord. Link will be down in the show notes. I don't remember anything else that we normally say.
That's all we got. You can roll the outro music. And until next time, Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye. Sorry if this is too soft.
That's what she said.
Ouch. Two-Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our graphic and logo work is done by Tessa Price, and our original compositions and theme music were composed by Drew Morris.
Yeah, that outro was completely too soft. I'm sorry about that. All right, see you next week.